do you feel?
Feel great. Worked up a bead. Everyone's having a good time, and again, some good communication. It's always interesting. We always have an opportunity to talk about community affairs as we're riding on an event like this. And even though we probably went a little faster than we wanted, hearts were pumping, but we had a good time.
I heard you talking about out there just a little bit about how you'd like to get a lot of NFL players involved in something like this. What would you like to see happen?
Really, really interested to create an event where we're bringing people from all over the country, NFL people, underprivileged kids, which would be fantastic for us, and get them mixing with the NFL players in an event like this, or in an event that is driven by cycling and on your bike, and again, health and well-being. And I think that's really important for us. It's kind of in line along the lines of our Play 60 situation in the National Football League. So the more we can get players out involved in fitness around children and around the community, I think the better.
Thomas, you're very involved. You're the head of the Atlanta Falcons Green Initiative. How does this tie in with that? I mean, you saved a lot of fuel and energy today.
Yeah, no. The Green Initiative is riding strong with the Falcons right now, and with the new stadium on the rise, we're hoping to be very involved in our own way, respectfully, of course. But I think where we are right now with the Green Initiative is again, it's strong within our community and within the Falcon community, and to get out today just takes it a step further. And yes, we saved some fuel, and I think now it still means we have to get back up to Flowery Branch. So I hate to tell you that we're probably not going to be saving fuel going up that way.